Good morning. Today we are continuing our topic, Dina de Malchusa Dina, the requirement to adhere to secular law, not just because we are a citizen or live in a certain area, but the halacha requires us to adhere to secular law. And today we have an absolutely critical question. Does this apply to all laws on the books, or does it apply only to certain laws on the books? Because there can be numerous, there are numerous in every state, in every country in the world, every city, there are going to be hundreds of thousands laws that we'd have to adhere to. If you think about it, in the United States, there's federal law, numerous federal laws, and then there's state law, and if you live in a city, and there are regulations, and it is endless. So does it apply to all of them, even arcane, archaic laws that are no longer enforced, that aren't enforced? Or is it more limited to that? So today we're going to see three different approaches. How broad or limited is Dina de Malchusa Dina? So the Rama brings an opinion. He brings it, Yesh Omrim. There is a view that we only say Dina de Malchusa Dina when it comes to Misim, taxes, Mechasim, customs, Hatluim Bakarka, that relate to the ground, relate to the land. Why? Ki Amelech Gozer Shaloya Duru Ba'artso Ki Im B'derachse. Because the king can legislate that we can only live in his land contingent on adhering to the laws. So anything that has a nexus, anything that has a connection to the ground, we would have to adhere to. Aval Bishar Dvarimlo, but other things, no, because the whole concept here is that the government, and here it's the king we're talking about, he regulates the land, he owns the land. He is in control of the land, and his dictates say, if you want to live here, then you had to have to adhere to my laws. And accordingly, it's limited to laws that relate to the land. For example, traveling, you have to pay a tax. Living in the land, you have to pay a head tax. Something that is related to the ground, that's related to the real estate, which is under the control of the king, that is what we have to adhere to. But things unrelated to the ground, unconnected to the real estate, to the land, there we do not have to adhere. So that is view number one. View number two is brought, the Beis Yosef brings it in the name of the Maravya. Actually, the Maravya brings a machlokas. He first says that there are those of the view that Dina de Malchusa Dina applies only Bekarka. That's the first view that we brought. Dina de Malchusa Dina applies when it relates to the land. And then he says as follows, V'yes meforshim shafilu bishar inyan b'mamo, that it applies more broadly. It applies to all economic issues. Anything that is money-related, Dina de Malchusa Dina is going to apply to. But things that are not money-related, Dina de Malchusa Dina is not going to apply to. Then the third view is broader than that. The Tshuvas HaRashba says, Lo amru ela b'may di'ika harmana demak. We say Dina de Malchusa Dina to things that are beneficial to the king, beneficial to the government to legislate about them, and things that are typically legislated by a government. It's not talking about things that a specific king legislates for his own personal benefit, but things that are typically legislated and are beneficial for the government, those are the things that Dina de Malchusa Dina applies to. However, he has a big carve-out here. However, court-made law, if there are courts and they are the ones making the law, Dina de Malchusa Dina does not apply to those, because if we would say that it applies to court-made laws and all litigations that go to courts, if we would apply Dina de Malchusa Dina to, we would abrogate the entire halacha and Torah. So the fact that Dina de Malchusa Dina applies doesn't mean we have to adhere to court-made law or to go to the courts. That would be prohibited. But here we see the Tshuva, the Rashba, is saying that it's much broader than opinion number one and number two. The Shach explains the Rashba as follows, Bidvarim shamelech gozer lahanato kegon, when the king makes decrees, makes laws for his benefit, like collecting taxes and customs, etc. But things that are between the citizens themselves, if we have issues, and we'll have to define this in the future, we have issues that are limited between A and B as citizens, or within a family, Yerusha issues, or if somebody has a wall between them and they're getting a fight over the boundary and the property, maybe that would be an example of more personal issues that would not be under Dina de Malchusa Dina. But here we see that the Rashba is saying that certainly taxes and customs duties, but things that are generally legislated by the government would indeed be included as Dina de Malchusadina if it's something that's beneficial for the government to legislate. And in Emir Chasem tomorrow, we will see the Pesach of the Ramah on this very issue when we are defining Dina de Malchusadina, which dinim, which laws does this apply to. Have a wonderful day.